Our reading for today is from Acts, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 25. And Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him, but Saul was ravaging the church. And entered house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. But there was a man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city, and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostle at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought that you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart might be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered them, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jeffrey Reese, Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, Tacoma, Washington.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Christ's apostles and his gospel come under massive opposition, and yet every time the gospel prevails. It's no different here in Acts chapter 8. A great persecution has come upon the church, and here we have Saul at the forefront, ravaging the church, dragging men and women alike, believers in Christ, off to be imprisoned and presumably executed. And due to this great persecution, believers are scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. But did this stop the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hardly. In fact, it had the opposite effect, as these scattered Christians just kept on proclaiming the gospel of Christ wherever they were spread. Like seeds flung from the hands of the sower in Christ's parable, the seeds of the gospel spread farther and faster. Even though we saw Stephen die at the end of chapter 7, here in chapter 8 we see Philip carrying on with the gospel proclamation. And even as this gospel was proclaimed, so too through Philip, the Lord saw fit to continue the work of Christ, expelling unclean spirits and healing the sick and the lame. So wondrous was the work of the gospel of Christ that it caught even the attention of a man named Simon, a man who himself had a reputation in the city for performing wondrous acts. Simon was a magician, but even the most amazing magical act of Simon's paled in comparison to the healing and forgiving power of the gospel, such that Simon himself believed and was baptized. And watching the Holy Spirit fall upon the people at the laying on of hands of the apostles, Simon was so amazed by this power that he too desired to have it. But Simon misunderstood the nature of this power. As a magician, Simon was undoubtedly accustomed to using chemistry and illusion to entertain and amaze the masses. But the work of the Holy Spirit and the power of the gospel is no smoke and mirrors trick. It is the power of God unto salvation, and it cannot be obtained by money or any work of man. Simon's attempt to buy such a gift was harshly rebuked by Peter, and from that law proclamation we see Simon cut to the heart. And here, in Simon's request in verse 24 of chapter 8, we see the mightiest power of the Holy Spirit and greatest work of the gospel ever wrought, repentance. Think about it. All the signs and wonders worked in the name of Christ and his gospel. Here in chapter 8 and all through Acts, we see the lame healed. We see the paralyzed walk again. We see the possessed cleansed of demons and more. And yet these mighty works are nothing more than signs of the real work. Christ himself in Luke 24 declared to his disciples that he had suffered and risen from the dead, that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name. That is the real work of the gospel. For all of those healed and cleansed, they will still eventually die. Even those raised from the dead would eventually die again. But the main work of the gospel, repentance and forgiveness of sins, there is found life eternal in Christ. It is in repentance and forgiveness of sins that the sinner is made a saint before God. And this greatest and mightiest of all powers was made perfect in weakness as a weak and pathetic-looking, bloodied and battered Jesus hung and died on a cross. But his resurrection on the third day showed his task of vanquishing sin and swallowing up death was complete. And yet, much like Simon failed to understand the nature of the gospel and the Holy Spirit, likewise do we fail to do so. We fail to trust in the Holy Spirit and the gospel all the time. Every time we shrink from sharing the gospel in fear that it will do no good. Every time we fail to bear witness for Christ to another, because there's no way it would ever sink in with that person. Every time we do this, we fail to trust in the gospel. Repent. Repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is the word of God, living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit. All through the book of Acts, violent and vehement opposition to the gospel arises. Christians are jailed, run out of town, or put to death. And despite all of this, the seeds of the gospel are blown further and further to the ends of the earth by the breath of the Holy Spirit. It's all a work of God, so you have nothing to fear. Fear not. Nothing stops the gospel, not even you, not even your doubt or hesitancy. Your failure doesn't keep the gospel from spreading to others. Nor does it stop the gospel of Christ's forgiveness from coming to you. Repent and believe the gospel. Your sins are forgiven in Christ. And so you too receive the mightiest power of the gospel there is. And through you, the gospel seeds continue to grow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jeffrey Reese for today's meditation on God's Word.